Welcome, travelers. We stand upon the land of the Chelan, of the Entiat, of the Wenatchee Colville Nation, and the Pusquausa Wenatchee Yakima First Nations. They are the original stewards of the lands where we gather. And they are our neighbors today, living, loving, and working in this region still. To the Wenatchee, Chelan, Entiat, Pusquausa, and the Yakima people, past, present, and future, we acknowledge that our presence here is inextricably linked to the forced removal, violent assimilation, and genocide of Indigenous peoples. We do not take that lightly. You're invited to stand and sing.
For those of you who were with us earlier, this will be familiar. For those of you who this is new, feel free to catch on as we sing. And if you are too tongue-tied by the words, please do la 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 la, and you'll be welcome to sing that way as well. This song is called Tula from Swati. It's in Swati language, and it is from Swaziland. Tula, tula, ula lele,
tula, ula lele.
Tula, tula, ula lele,
tula, ula lele.
Tula,
ula lele,
tula,
ula lele.
Tula,
tula, ula lele.
Tula, tula, ula lele,
tula, ula lele. Ula lele,
tula tula, ula lele,
tula ula lele,
tula tula, ula lele,
tula ula lele,
tula
ula lele, ula lele, tula ula lele.
We gather as travelers, our paths joined, our senses open, accompanied by God. We come to encounter one another, to risk embrace, to embark with hope. We pause to pray for ourselves and other travelers. Prayer moves through flesh and bone and breath. There will be moments during our prayer when we attend to our bodies. You may choose motion or stillness. You may keep your eyes open or closed. Practice care for yourselves, care for others. Claim your courage too, for you are not alone.
Beloved, look about you and look ahead. Sit up straight in your seat, palms on your lap. Notice what you are feeling in your body right now. Breathe deep and be present. Listen to the breath of your neighbors. Open your heart and mind. Receive these words. If you have ever been denied safe access to the road for something outside of your control, such as language, gender, skin color, or ability, if you were forced to walk the uneven road, where your safety is not guaranteed. You are welcome here.
May we have the insight to become a hedge of protection.
May the forces of evil get lost on their way to find us. If you have traveled far, or you feel like you just made it outside of your door, you are welcome here.
We are on a long, long road, and the world is changing. We learn new ways to be together while we are apart.
If you have felt the pangs of isolation and found yourself walking in circles at night, if you have grieved and lost a loved one, you are welcome here.
With great joy, we meet again. Our hearts are filled with gladness. We reach out to our neighbors, asking for permission to embrace, surrounding with love those who are not yet ready.
If you have cried out in despair over the stranger left to die alongside the road, if you have been brave enough to reach out and offer aid to the wounded traveler, if your heart aches to have the courage to do so, you are welcome here.
God helped us come this far. God's faithfulness is great. There was not a moment where God abandoned us. God's presence protected us, accompanied us, saved us from danger.
In God, we find the strength to do what is right by our neighbors, and that has brought us back together. So we can say, welcome. If you are simply on the journey, seeking new ways to be awake in the world, you are welcome here.
Welcome, welcome. As we meet again, welcome.
We continue in prayer. Wideness of welcome, presence of peace, God of all nations, healer, comforter, Allah and Yahweh, creator spirit and wise weaver of our ever unraveling stories, be with us. And let the travelers say, Amen.
As with all activities in the village, all may and none must. I invite the washers who will serve you to come forward now to their central station. These servant leaders will be washed for refreshment and renewal. And then we will invite you forward or to the back to receive washing as well as you are so moved. We invite you now to come near to the closest station to your section. There are stations near the entrance here to the west and the entrance to the east, as well as three central stations. You may hold your hands out or in, and if you choose, you may make the sign of the cross on your brow or breast to remember your baptism.
God, my feet,
while I run this race.
Lord, God, my feet, Lord,
while I run this race.
Lord, God, my feet,
while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain.
hold my end.
While I run this race,
oh, my Lord,
hold my hand.
While I run this race, for I don't want to run this race in vain. Race in vain.
Stand by me.
While I run this race,
my Lord,
stand by me.
While I run this race,
my Lord,
stand by me.
While I run this race, for I don't want to run this race in vain.
Race in vain.
Race in vain,
race in vain.
God, my feet,
while I run this race,
my Lord, God, my feet, Lord,
while I run this race,
my Lord,
God, my feet, while I run this race.
Listen for the wisdom from unexpected places. From Genesis, we hear welcome for the stranger. The Holy One appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre. As Abraham sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day, Abraham looked up and saw three people standing nearby. When Abraham saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He invited them, saying, "Let me bring a little water and wash your feet, and you can rest yourself under the tree. Let me bring a little bread so that you may refresh yourselves. Then after that, you may continue on." So the three said, "Do as you have said." As Abraham bowed before the holy strangers, let us honor the strangers in our midst. Turn to acknowledge your neighbor. From the Gospel of John, we hear the challenge to embrace. Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you ask a drink of me?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked, and I would have given you living water." This story is not over, and neither are our stories. In silence, let us acknowledge the tension and discomfort of awkward encounters. And let the traveler say, "Let it be so, let it be so."
In our muscles, as much as in our minds, we carry hope and fear, love and desolation. Like a traveling pack, the weight of generations. Like a cool cup of water, the grace of prayer. Attending to our bodies, rising and resting, and moving as our spirit's sense is right, let us pray for the world and travelers everywhere. Let us pray for creation, attending to the ground beneath us or wherever our body rests, noticing its texture, its surface, feeling its firm pressure underneath limbs and feet, sensing the slight pressure of air against the skin. Imagining roots connecting feet to the planet. Attending to the ground beneath us, we pray for creation. Let us pray for the world, especially those who travel this night, attending to our limbs, flexing the feet, lifting the legs, rolling the shoulders, raising the arms, extending the hands, feeling our prayer radiating through the fingertips. Attending to our limbs, we pray for the world, especially those who travel this night. Let us pray for ourselves and our traveling companions, attending to our heartbeat, placing a hand or two on the chest, noting the pulse, the flow of blood, listening for the delicate drum, befriending sorrow's weight, hope's expansion, fear's constriction. Attending to our heartbeat, we pray for the journey. Hear our prayers, inspire our embrace. In your many names we pray. And let the travelers say amen.
Amen.
I invite you to rise.
Turns me around, set my feet on dry ground.
Samaritan stories continue through us. Committing to compassion, let us be blessed by the giver of life. May you be blessed with discomfort at easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships so that you can live deep within your heart. May you be blessed with anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people so that you can work for justice, freedom, and peace. May you be blessed with insight so to believe that you can make a difference so that in community we can conspire to change the world. Go into the village with peace. Embrace encounters.